Would you support raising traffic and school impact fees?
I do. In the long term. We are in a financial crisis right now, an economic crisis in Pierce County. And so the last thing that government should be doing is making it more difficult to build, for people to build homes or businesses. And so I have called for an 18-month timeout on not only increases in impact fees, but increases in any fee. The fee to get a building permit, the fee to expand, to add on a new bedroom in your home. Again, that's something that I tried to do as a county council member. The Republican majority kind of blocked it a little bit, but it's one of the findings in the study now. So, but yes, I do believe, I believe new growth needs to pay its fair share. But we're in an economic crisis right now. And so I have called for an 18-month timeout on impact fee increases, permitting fee increases, but I've also called for a timeout on all new regulations for 18 months. You know, Pierce County was woefully inadequate, and we really have done some good things, some award-winning things, the purchase and transfer of development rights, a regional award-winning program. We have increased, they weren't even requiring sidewalks in Pierce County until recently. So we had a long ways to go, but we have lifted the bar. We're now equal, I think, to what Sumner and Puyallup and many other jurisdictions require for livability. And so I've also called for an 18-month timeout on all new rules. Because I think it's, number one, the permitting staff needs to understand what the rules are and implement them, and the development community and the public need to understand what those rules are. So, yes, I've called for an 18-month cooling off period for new rules, new regulations, and new fees.
Which would begin when you were elected? Or?
When I have, yes, as executive, my term starts January 1st. I would hope the existing county executive would implement that now, but I can't control that.